Proverbs 1, verse 1 through 3. Instructions fit for a king. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. Instructions that are fit for a king. God gave us the Proverbs first to know wisdom. Wisdom, not that wisdom that comes from the worldly wise man. No, but that wisdom that James talks about, that wisdom that comes from above. The world will offer you a wisdom, like Satan offered knowledge and wisdom to Eve in the garden. That earthly, sensual, devilish wisdom, James calls it. But this wisdom is from above, and it will lead to righteousness. Its first fruit is peace and righteousness. Next, it says these proverbs fit for a king were written next to no instructions. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. A young man needs wisdom. An old man does too. But this is written that you might walk with the Lord and be instructed all the days of thy life. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. We need instructions. The word doctrine, it means teaching. We need to be taught of God. Next, it says to perceive the words of understanding. Perceive, to know, to understand, to be affected by. God wishes us to know His words of instructions, to understand them, and to be affected by them, no matter what we're facing in life. No matter what the challenge is, this book is given to us, this book of Proverbs, for us to have wisdom and knowledge and understanding, to perceive the words of understanding. The Bible says, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. God help us to be doers and followers of His word. Let His words instruct us, correct us, blame us to our faces, or reprove us, and keep us in the way everlasting. To receive the instruction, it says, wisdom, justice, judgment, equity. All of these help the man to form right opinions in his life and govern his conduct and behavior, no matter what stage of life you're in. Wisdom means wise in actions and expressions. Justice means fair in our dealings with others, that we are just, a fair and impartial judgment, that we should judge a matter according to wisdom God gives, not according to worldly wisdom. Equity, it is justice, right in practice. Equity is the impartial distribution of justice, or the doing that to another which the laws of God and man, and of reason, give him a right to claim. It is the treating of a person according to justice and reason. That means equity. It teaches us, I can do this by the law, but I can use reason and justice and fairness, and I don't have to be so severe. I can show mercy. I can reason the thing out. This is what we must learn from the Proverbs, a right understanding of how to govern our lives. God not only gave these Proverbs for a king, but for a king's son. And that's us. You and I learn from the King of Kings. We benefit greatly from this wisdom that is not meant to be a secret, but given to us freely. A king must govern, but so must you and I. We must have all that we need to live the life God wants us to live. And in the Bible, we have it all, instructions fit for a king. We are to rule here in every area of our life with justice, equity, judgment, and wisdom.